The Austin American Statesman began a story headlined Retired Teachers. Texas lawmakers broke their promise on health care with Sue Schnars retired from the Pflugerville School District as a special ed administrator in December with the understanding that she and her 41-year-old daughter with disabilities could live on her state retirement and health benefits. 6 months later, Texas lawmakers cut health benefits in a way that will hit retirees such as the 59-year-old Schnars the hardest. Come January, her deductible will be $3,000. That's 10 times higher than it is now. Wow. And her insurance won't cover non-preventative visits to the doctor until she hits that ceiling, the story reported. Well, that's about like all of our insurance plans. The system was created in 1986 and funded through 2000. It's since been struggling to remain solvent, requiring a big injection of cash each Texas budget cycle. This time around, TRS was facing a $1 billion shortfall, and lawmakers voted to put $484 million of taxpayer money over the next 2 years in and to reduce the number of health care plans from 3 to 1 for each age group effective in January, according to the Statesman. Reality is that with Obamacare, all of us who pay for our own health care plans have seen much worse, with skyrocketing premiums, huge deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs, and fewer plans to choose from. Employers have seen the same, paying for the plans you get from work. I'm sorry TRS hadn't lived up to what some understood it to be, but we've all suffered, many far more than TRS members. We don't have the money to pay our own and pay higher taxes to make TRS a luxury care program. That's the problem with socialism and similar government efforts. Eventually, we run out of other people's money. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.